episode 1628, The One Thing to Find Balance in Your Life.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. It's not Friday, but it is hump day. It is Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday. Get your good old hat on that says, I am ready to conquer my day. We're talking about the one thing to find balance in your life. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, why complicate life more than needed? The one thing to find balance in your life is just a question away. So much of what we do is finding our way. We're trying to figure out where we want to go in life. How are we going to get there? It's all about paving the road, walking the journey, training for life. And who doesn't, at some point in their life, try to find balance? I started thinking about one thing that could be done when it comes to living that healthy lifestyle. And as of course you know, that the word balance kind of puts me a little bit on edge. Not because I don't like the word. It puts us in a position that you have to always be 50-50 or 40-60. And I'm here to tell you, life isn't about equality when it comes to that balanced living. It's hard stuff. And there are times that you're going to feel really unbalanced doing what you need to do for your health. It doesn't seem normal. But you got to remember, it's perspective. And so as I was thinking about, okay, we're in the middle right now of summertime, and we're taking vacations, and most people aren't on a particular set regimen as much as they are during the fall, the winter, and the spring seasons of life, especially if you have children. If you have children, your life is dictated by their activities, and unfortunately, most of their activities fall into the fall, winter, and spring seasons. Well, as I was reflecting, I was like, okay, what is it? What is that one thing we can do to find balance in our life? And, you know, we could talk about lots of things, right? We could talk about exercise and being very intentional about our movement and what you need to do. We could talk about HIIT training, strength training. We could talk about cardio. We could talk about all different forms, stretching. We could talk about swimming, bicycling, running, walking. We could go on and on and on and on and on, right? Okay, that's just the exercise component of it, because we as human beings were made to move, and we don't move a lot. So we could spend this whole entire time together talking about exercise. But again, what are we looking here for? The one thing to find balance in your life. So then I thought, all right, well, let's talk about diet. Well, nobody likes the word diet, so let's talk about food. Let's talk about nutrition, what not to eat, what to eat more of. Wouldn't it be nice to be told you can have more of something instead of always being told you're restricted on this, that, and the other? Well, that's only one component of it. But our healthy living, our balanced way of life, is not solely dependent upon the food that we eat. So there I'm stuck again. The one thing to find balance in your life. What is that one thing to get to healthy living? When breaking down your lifestyle, it comes back to one. The one. What is the one? And I couldn't help but sit there and go, okay, this is like beating myself up. I'm trying to talk about simplistic information that I can give. This one thing today that you can walk away with knowing that I can have a balanced life. This is one way, one thing that I can do? Well, balance is the question. So ask. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Balance is in the question. Ask. We've got to ask the question, what can I do for my health today? That's it. It's the one question that needs to be asked. What can I do for my health today? If you were to ask that one question every single day today, as you're going through your day, ask yourself, what can I do for my health today? What is that going to do for you? It's going to put you one step closer to your goal, one step closer to healthy living, one step closer to what you need to do to have that balanced lifestyle. Some days, maybe you'll think more about food. Other days, maybe you'll think more about exercise. Maybe there will be times that you ask yourself the question and you're thinking about both, but it's still what? One thing. It's that one question that must be asked. So number one, ask yourself the question, what can I do for my health today? Ask that question. If you're about ready to sit down and fix yourself a meal and eat and enjoy it, ask yourself, what can I do for my health today? I'm going to sit here and have this meal. What can I do? And if you're sitting there going, well, I'm about ready to have fried food and I'm going to have a Diet Coke with it, and then I'm going to have some wonderful soft-served ice cream, and then I'm going to have some more fried food after that because I love it so much. That's probably not going to help you when it comes to what can I do for my health today? Eat lots of fried food. Enjoy your diet soda. No, it's not going to work. So it allows you to what? Step back for just a moment and recognize where you are when it comes to balance living, when it comes to your health, your wellness, your well-being. So number one, ask yourself, what can I do for my health today? Number two, then, seek out the answer to the question. What is that answer going to be? Maybe it's something that comes very easy and natural to you. Maybe you'll find that, oh my gosh, I know I really need to be doing more walking. And so today, instead of just being lazy about it, I need to get out and walk. It's a beautiful day. Yes, it's a little hot, but if it's real hot, I can take an umbrella and create shade. But I know I need to move this body. Seek out the answer to the question, what can I do for my health today? Have you noticed something yet? Balance is in the question. Ask, A-S-K. Ask. Number two, seek. And number three, you know it, knock on the door in the moment. What do I mean by that? Take advantage of the moment that you have. You see, you are in that moment. Be present. Be present. When you know the answer that you're supposed to do and follow through with, then you have to what? Take advantage of it. Do it in the moment. So if you're like, okay, I really need to have some greens instead of having all of this fried food, then maybe you opt for a salad, but you still want a little bit of fried food. So you're like, okay, I'm really wanting this. And it's my favorite of all favorite restaurants to eat. So I'm going to get a great salad, but then I'm going to enjoy as a treat a small order of French fries or fried hush puppies, whatever it is that's your favorite at that particular restaurant. That becomes a what? Treat. Now you're looking at things differently. Instead of saying, oh, well, I'm going to have all this fried food. I'm going to have my diet soda. And then I'm going to come back for more because I'm just going to want more. And so I'm going to have more fried food. That's not really finding balance for your life when it comes to your health and your wellness. Ask the question ASK. What can I do for my health? Seek out the answer and then knock on the door in the moment. Take advantage of the moment that you're in. Be present. Most of us are just living our life, doing whatever we want to do out of convenience, out of habit, out of what? Good question. How are you living your balanced life? Or do you feel like you're kind of ragged? Instead of having to worry right now about the one size fits all, I've got to do this particular diet, I have to exercise so many times per week, just erase all of that from your mind. It's summertime. Honestly, you're not caring much for a regimen. You want to kind of live in the moment. You're on vacation and you want to eat kind of different foods. But then at other times you're like, yeah, but I really need to kind of watch what I'm doing with my body because I know I begin to feel sluggish if I don't move or if I eat certain things. So it is that fine line, that balance. So what is that one thing to find balance in your life? Ask. Balance is in the question. What can I do for my health today? It changes everything. And plus, on top of that, you don't feel guilty. I mean, really, who wants to feel guilty when you're enjoying life? I don't want to feel guilty. I want to have a sense of joy. I want to know that I'm doing my best in the moment that I am living it. Be present. Be incredible. What are you doing for your health today? Are you sitting there figuring out, oh, well, I don't know. I haven't thought about it much, really. I just got up. I've taken care of the kids. I'm doing some work around the house. Maybe you've actually gone into work, or maybe you're enjoying some intentional movement. But what are you doing for your health today? One thing, one question, ask. I started doing that in my life, asking. Really looking at, okay, I'm at the point I need to have a meal. It's time to feed and fuel the body. What can I do for my health? It's a simple question. I could splurge. I could say, oh, I'm going to eat potato chips and I'm going to have this, you know, I don't know, fried whatever that I can make and box processed food. I'm going to put that in there. And right now I'm getting a stomach cramp just thinking about it. I could do all of that kind of stuff. I could drink those sodas and that horrible stuff, which, you know, of course I don't drink. I'm all about the water and I enjoy that. But when I'm kind of wondering, kind of being tempted by asking that one question, it's allowing me the space to pause. Give yourself permission to pause today when it comes to your health and your well-being. You matter. And if you're like, okay, yeah, I get it that I matter, but I want more. I want more out of it than a simple question. That simple question can change your life, but I get it that you want more. And if you're wanting more than that, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I want to come beside you and help you with some tools and strategies specific to your lifestyle, your desires, your goals that you need for your life. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation because I have a coaching call for you. It's absolutely free. You have to take, though, advantage of it first by clicking on the link, and that will begin our conversation. I can't wait to hear from you. Balance. We all search for balance. I would like you to breathe in today harmony. Instead of always wondering, gosh, what's that one thing that I really want to find balance in my life? Put a twist on it and say, I want harmony. I want to be able to function in this world with a smile not only on my face, but in my heart. Yeah, I may have a lot of junk that I have to do. I may have responsibilities that are just a pain in the you know where, but I got to do them anyway. The kids may be driving me crazy. The hubby, well, that's for another episode. But I want to find harmony for my life? Ask the question, what can I do for my health today? For one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.